I'm delighted to welcome the play's director, Paul Jepson, into the studio. Now then, this is the first Neil Simon play you've directed, I understand. So what do you think his enduring appeal is, if he has an enduring appeal?
I just think they're incredibly well made. They're incredibly well put together. They're very well characterised. They're very funny. And this one's got a lovely theme, which is a man who hasn't seen his daughter since she was three. He's left his son and his daughter and moved out west. And the daughter, who's now 19, turns up on his front doorstep one morning and says, "Hello, Daddy."
And talking of hello, Daddy, we have Stuart Fox in the studio with us as well today. Can you describe your character for us?
Well, he's his own man. He works really well by himself. He likes to have his own territory. He lives in this little place, and he allows people into his life, but only on his terms. He's got a girlfriend in the play, played by Elizabeth Carling, who only sees him once a week. She's allowed to come in, and they eat, and they do whatever they do, and then she leaves. But he likes it that way. And then when his daughter arrives from New York and brings with her that history of 16 years of wondering who her father was, and all the guilt that he feels about what he should or shouldn't have done in the past, that all sort of invades his space in a big way, and he has a hard time coming to terms with that. I love American stuff generally, and I love Jewish American humour. I'm a great fan of Woody Allen and Billy Crystal and people like that. I love that sort of repartee, that quick wit, wisecracking way of doing things. But also because it's a three-hander, it's so intense, and I think that's as good as it gets for an actor when you get down to working that intensely on a script. Mm. It's lovely. It's nothing better.
He writes about people attempting to have relationships with other people and not quite managing, or not perhaps being as perfect at it as they'd like to be.
And you were saying that he was going through a really bad time in his life when
he did go through quite a tricky time, yeah, when he wrote this, or quite, it was not long before writing.
But it's got some funnies in it.
It has lots of funnies. I mean, that's one of the things that's so brilliant about him, even though he's writing about something very serious, and the situation is in lots of ways quite a sad situation, or certainly to start with. He manages to write it with such wit and humour, and it's not sentimental, it's not unrealistic, it's just optimistic.
Mm. Yeah, and it does have a happy ending.
Yeah,
very good. Paul Jepson, Stuart Fox, thank you very much for your time today. I Ought to Be in Pictures runs between the 11th and 27th of February at the Library Theatre here in Manchester. To book tickets, visit the Library Theatre website at www.librarytheatre.com.